Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to Talk Business and Politics on KASU. The fiscal session is underway in Little Rock, and a big issue for consideration is a tax cut proposal for the top income earners in the state. Governor Asa Hutchinson proposed this during his State of the State address last week. He wants it to go into effect next year sometime. State Senator Ron Caldwell, Republican of Wynn, and Representative Vivian Flowers, Democrat of Pine Bluff, sat down for a conversation on this proposal. Let's begin with the governor's call for a tax cut on the top income rate from 6.9% to 6%. It was kind of some surprise news in the State of the State speech. We didn't see it coming necessarily. About $180 million. Didn't say it'd have to happen all at once. Ron Caldwell, I'll come to you first.
Okay.
Are you in support of that?
I'm in support of all tax breaks that we can afford. I don't want to tax shell gain. And I think when we had the tax break on veterans' retirement income that most people didn't realize that we switched that tax burden to another group of people in Arkansas. It really wasn't a tax break. If we had found that money in a state agency to reduce spending somewhere and reduce the spending and give that tax break to the veterans, that's what we should do. I voted for the tax, but in reality, to fund that veterans' tax break, we raised income taxes on people drawing unemployment checks.
Right.
So, and then we raised taxes on candy and some other food stuff. So it really wasn't a tax break. It was a tax shift from
right.
One group of people to another. And I don't want to see that coming in on the income tax where we take that income tax off of income that people have already earned and put it on to a group of people that may not have earned income and shift that tax burden.
It'd be hard to find $180 million somewhere, Vivian. What's your position on the lowering that top tax rate to 6%?
I don't think that it is an appropriate, it's a shift in priorities that I don't think best serves the people of this state. That's the best way I can say it. I did not vote for the first tax cut in 15. The only reason I voted for the second tax cut was because it at least provided some balance and addressed some form of tax relief for the lowest earners in the state, when obviously the first $100 million addressed and provided relief for the top earners. But this is the thing, when you look at the fact that probably aside from your most wealthy who benefited from that first tax cut.
Which was described as a middle income tax cut, if I recall correctly. I don't think it was on the top.
What I'm saying, it was your top 50%, your top earners.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe there was another aspect to that first tax cut where some from some tax increases had been repealed in the first wave of that initial tax cut, and then they came back and repealed the repeal.
So I'm going to put you down as a no for the 6.9 to 6% at this time.
Absolutely, but this is the deal. And I think that my Senate colleague in the Senate said it best. You know, I think we all would like to see tax cuts and tax relief when we can afford it. And I would say that we can't afford anything when our basic needs aren't met. And when you look at every socioeconomic indicator for Arkansas, and we're at the bottom. So when we don't fully fund pre-K after school in summer, when we still have great needs as it relates to our highways, which is being felt by counties all over the state, municipalities who also in the last couple of sessions have lost revenue. I don't think that is the best way to outline our priorities for the state.
Let's switch our conversation to Arkansas Works, which is arguably the biggest financial debate of this legislative session. It will be rolled into the Department of Human Services budget, so it will be a vote on the DHS budget when it does come up. There are waivers pending at the federal level for the state of Arkansas on this. Vivian, I'm coming to you first. Is it possible to make Arkansas Works too conservative for you and other Democrats to vote for it?
It's possible. At the same time, if we're going to be responsible, and I'm a part of a super minority. I'm a minority and a super minority. And, you know, I would never think of making a vote that would take away that program altogether. And I think that Democrats in general, certainly the Legislative Black Caucus, has been very vocal in our conversations with the governor about those waivers, and been looking at ways to make sure that they don't have a negative impact. So, for example, the work requirement. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we talked about was how, in some areas of the state, particularly South Arkansas, many of our districts, there is no work. There are no jobs, and so a lot of the job recruitment and the job growth that we've seen have happened in Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas
Ron's hometown,
for the most part.
There's going to be some new jobs.
Win, Forest City, yeah. some very small examples, sure. But if you look at the map,
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so you know, one of the things that DHS talked to us about, and the governor in our conversations, was that, well, where there are no jobs, we won't just take away benefits. We will make sure that there are opportunities for people to volunteer. That sounds good, but if you're going to send someone to volunteer at a church, for example, to clean that church or to mow that church's lawn, you're also impacting the small business community, because people do that for a living. I am a yes vote for Arkansas Works for Arkansans.
Okay.
If this is tweaked in a way that makes it detrimental, then I'm not an automatic yes vote. Okay.
All right, Ron, you've been opposed to the program in the past with some of your colleagues there that have raised some concerns about it, wanting to see it grow in a more conservative direction, which there's been some things. Where do you stand today?
We wanted some checks and balances, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone in the Senate has ever publicly said that they were a no vote. I've not heard anyone. I know they count several of the senators as a no vote right now, but when I talk to them, myself included, I've never said that I would not vote for it. I want to see the language. I'm like Representative Flowers. I want to see what they're going to put out. I don't want them to come in and say, I want your vote, and then they go write the language in a manner that I would not be satisfied with.
That's State Senator Ron Caldwell, Republican of Wynn, and Representative Vivian Flowers, Democrat from Pine Bluff. You can follow the rest of our conversation on our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's program. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.